All right, 49 past the hour. 866-303-2270. George Bush, the guy who pretends to be in charge, is going to be on television in about 10 minutes. We'll see if he says anything interesting. But I'm in the middle of a very important and pressing possum story. So I take off. For those of you just tuning in, I hit this possum in my driveway. It was crying. I was crying. I didn't know what to do. And I decided it was playing possum. This was just the pre-show to the playing possum. So I take off with the possum screaming in my driveway. And I'm sad. I'm panicky. I'm driving to a show. I've got a lot of concern in my heart about the possum. I'm gone for 3.5 hours, and I come back, and I drive into my driveway, and the possum is laying there. It's out. It's done. It's dead. Looks dead. But I get out of the car, and I see it, and I immediately run into my house, and I Google possum. And I find out that possums can play dead for up to 3.5 hours, 4 hours. So I'm like, I'm looking at my clock, 3.5 hours. This guy's good. This guy's committed. This guy is he's the Brando of possums. I got the Olivier out there. Whatever it is, he's in it. He's in it to win it. So I'm like, I get it. I'm going to bed. This is great. I wake up. Possum's going to be gone. Sure enough, I get up the next day. That possum is dead. It's dead. Its tongue's hanging out of its mouth. There's bugs in it already. It's dead. So then, of course, I panic. I don't cry, but I immediately run back in the house to wake my wife up to clean it up. And because I can't handle that kind of crap. I'm just a hypersensitive Jew, and she's a German. She can be detached and cold when necessary, and she's good at animal disposal. But I got hold of myself. I'm here to tell you. I got hold of myself. I said, Marin, pull it together, man. Be a man. What, are you going to wake your wife? You can't clean up a dead possum. So I pulled it together. I affirmed my way through it. You know, you can do this, man. You can do it. You can do it. So I went out and I got a shovel and I picked that possum up. It was heavy. Picked the possum up. I'm starting to choke up a little bit. And I put him in the garbage. And it was the day after garbage day. And that possum sat out there for 5 days. And you're probably thinking, like, well, that's disgusting, the decomposing thing. No, what's really disgusting and sad is the fact that every day I went out there to check if it came back to life. I went out there to check if that possum somehow resurrected itself. So if I had the Jesus of possums that would rise up after 3 days of being dead in the can to lead all nocturnal animals killed by human stupidity into the light. Possum Jesus is what I thought I was having. But did that happen? No, it did not. Unless, and perhaps he's on another journey now, but the spirit of the dead possum and several dead mice and that bird that I shot when I was a kid, all still heavy in my heart. And I can't even imagine that. I mean, and these are, you know, this is small stuff. I don't even know how people hunt. I understand. I don't know how people, serve in the military. I don't know how people kill things. It really disrupts the entire fabric of reality when something dies in that moment. I know that people rationalize it, like hunters. They, you know, like hunting's natural. You kill what you eat and you kill, but you know what? You still got to kill that thing. And I don't know if it was beaten into me or I'm trained, or maybe there are certain people that just can't handle that. I don't know if it's hardwired into us to somewhere in me is there's a guy that's able to kill things with confidence. But it just kills me. When that possum was sitting there crying, it was like all of reality was just like, you know, like shaking. It was vibrating because this possum was exiting. But theoretically, on this planet, this happens all the time, from bugs all the way up to people to larger things. Oh, man. What do we got here? All right, let's talk to Peter in Queens. Peter, what's going on? This is pressing stuff. What's up, Peter?
You came close to home when you started talking about the mouse problem in Astoria because That's where I used to live, and I had a serious roach problem.
Yeah.
And a mouse problem.
Uh-huh.
So in keeping with the holistic approach, because I really dislike pesticides and chemicals, I went out and got a gecko. I heard, you know, here's an interesting solution to roach problems. You get a gecko, and you let it loose under your fridge, and it lives in your kitchen.
Yeah.
And it devours all the roaches.
Yeah. And then you got an iguana to kill the gecko.
No. His name was Killer, and he devoured all my roaches, but one day we heard a commotion in the middle of the night, and when we woke up in the morning, there was blood tracks all over the wall. It turns out that him and the rodents were throwing down. They were getting very territorial with each other.
Oh, my God. So that's amazing. So you had a little nature show. Too bad. When was this? How many years ago?
This is about 8 years ago.
8 years ago?
Yeah.
If this happened today, you would have the most popular video on YouTube. If you just set up a few timer video cameras in your kitchen, this would have been it. And if you would have gotten in there, oh, man, you missed your opportunity. Do you not live there anymore?
No, I don't live there anymore, man.
All right. But
that would have been like Thunderdome.
Oh, are you kidding? It would have been great. You could have put music to it. Someone would have done their own videos. Thanks a lot. That's good. You get that, Dan?
Gecko.
All right, man. So, Mark in Missouri, what's going on?
Mark, yeah. Glad to hear you back.
Thanks, man.
I use these glue traps as a harmless, fun, entertainment, practical gag.
And
you don't kill mice. Well, it's your next party and your family affair with your Republican friends and their SUVs. Take one of these babies, walk outside, slip outside, slap that thing on top of the tire up under the fender well, and then watch them drive off. This thing starts thumping, thump, 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 thump. By the time they get up enough speed and think they've got something horribly wrong with their fancy SUV, this thing throws, and they get out, and they see nothing wrong. They think they're going nuts.
Yeah. Really? Is it that strong?
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah. It is great. It's harmless. It doesn't hurt anybody, and the Republicans and their SUVs should love it. I've done it outside a plant with various people.
That's tremendous for the holidays. That's a good Christmas sentiment. So people, I will recommend that they do that. Thanks a lot, Mark. All right, so, look at this, Judy in Long Island. What's up, Judy?
Brilliant today. Thank you.
Sure.
Do you think Bill Frist feels as bad as you did about one little mouse, about all the cats he adopted from the ASPCA and then slaughtered so that he could pass his residency?
I didn't know about this. Is this documented?
Documented in his autobiography. Sam knows about it.
Okay, well, of course, Sam knows everything.
But you're a cat lover.
I am a cat lover, and I have a lot of cats, and I've got...
When he was a resident, he was residenting in, if that's such a word, in cardiology. He used to go to the ASPCA, say he wanted cats to adopt, and then
he'd kill them. And this, he proudly wrote this. I guess this is really when he was going for that right wing vote that he really thought he had a shot at presidency.
Well, actually, in line with Terry Schiavo, he said they were actually all just alive. They just were lying there, making believe they were in a vegetative state.
Yeah. Thanks a lot, Judy. Thanks for your call. In the next hour, we'll talk about charity, which is something that is not talked about enough, I don't think. We've got Daniel Borichoff, founder of the American Institute of Philanthropy. Janine Garofalo will be here in a little while. And we'll continue to talk about all different kinds of things. So stay with us. It's Marin on Cedar, 57 past.
Sam Cedar on Air America Radio.
The following is an actual call to Air America Radio.
I think we liberals tend to celebrate and then say, okay, we're done. Let's go back to our own private lives. And I think that we need to be wary of, conservatives or radical conservatives or fascists. The structures are still there for them to come back. And next time they come back, they'll be smarter and they'll have taken into account the mistakes they made this time.
All it takes is a telephone, and the call is free. Talk to all of America from anywhere in America on Air America Radio.
Okay, honey, this one's for you.
It's a new Tundra!
It only happens once a year. Toyotathon is on, and your Toyota dealer is the perfect place to unwrap a few of your favorite things.
It's a Corolla!
It's Toyotathon, the time to save on many of the Toyotas you've been wishing for.
4Runner! With an available 260 horsepower VVT-i V8.
This is your opportunity for year-end savings. Check out Camry, Motor Trend 2007 Car of the Year. The Toyotathon sales event. Hurry, time is running out.